This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
And this offensive line knows what to do. Howard, now they get to him. Abdul Carter.
Abdul Carter, Vinny.
Yeah, he's, I watch a lot of Penn State games because my kids are there and stuff. But when you study film and, you know, you're just isolating on the one guy, Abdul Carter is as good as it gets. I mean, Abdul is 6'3", 250, a junior, jersey number 11. And the thing about it is at Penn State, jersey number 11 is like the elite defensive player. Like LeVar Arrington was number 11. Micah Parsons was 11, Abdul Carter. And you know who's wearing 11 after this? LeVar's son, who's coming in there. So no, if you're number 11, a lot of expectations there. All right, Abdul Carter, 2022. He was a freshman All-American, played in all 13 games, had 6 starts, 56 tackles, 10.5 tackles for loss, 4 PBUs, 6.5 sacks. 2023, first team All-Big Ten. Started 13 games, 48 tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss, 4.5 sacks, an interception, 5 PBUs, 1 forced fumble. And in 2024, he was all everything. He won every award. Started 16 games, had 68 tackles, 4 PBUs, 2 forced fumbles, 23.5 tackles for loss, 12 sacks. And he switched from off-ball linebacker to defensive end. And that's his pro spot. I mean, he was good as an off-ball linebacker, inside backer. He was good there, too. But he's special. He is special as a pass rusher. Strengths, excellent speed and burst. Now, he did nothing at the combine. Their pro day is the 28th. It's a week from Friday. Like I said, excellent speed and burst. Good quick feet and change of direction. Has explosive hitting ability. He can find the football as an inside linebacker. He was inside linebacker for 2 years. Great burst and recognition. He doesn't stay blocked. Excellent lateral quicks. Plays strong. He can get small blitzing. What do you mean by that? You know, you can kind of slither through. He can drop into coverage. He's got fluid hips. Great first step. Awesome first step he's got. He can bend the corner. He'll chase from backside. He's got quick hands. Has punch versus offensive tackles. He keeps working and pass. Strong lower. Very flexible. Quick inside and outside moves. Has catch-up speed. Has violence as a tackler. Weakness. He'll need to learn more pass rush moves. Adequate size. Play strength versus big offensive tackles in the run game. In summary, he has all the skill to be an elite rusher and is only going to get better. Double-digit sack guy all the time. And I think if Cleveland takes him opposite Garrett, that would be scary because, you know, you're doubling Garrett and you got to single this dude. With his explosiveness and his quickness off the snap, he's dangerous. He is dangerous because he is so explosive off the ball. I mean, he is a fun guy to watch on film, and he is an awesome, awesome football player.
So we got a little over a month left before the draft. A lot of movement will happen before then, maybe even some trades. But, I mean, this is a guy who's not just considered the best defensive player, maybe the best player overall in this year's draft. You got some quarterback needy teams at the top that could go that direction, but realistically, I mean, what's the latest this guy could fall? I mean, does he even make it past four?
Oh, well, you got, all right, let's say two quarterbacks go one and two. Then you got Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you're passing on Abdul Carter, I think you're kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, because he influences games. He changes games. That's how good he is. I mean, you know, I'm sure Tennessee, they need a quarterback. And but, like I said, with Cleveland. And then who's three, Nolan?
Giants.
I mean, they could use him. I mean, they need a quarterback, too. They could use him. I mean, at four is New England.
Mm-hmm.
I think they would take him in a heartbeat. But he is a phenomenal football. I mean, Micah Parsons getting ready to be the highest paid. This dude's as good as or the same as or whatever you want to say about Micah Parsons, you can say about Abdul Carter. And, you know, I mean, the Ravens took Oweh, you know, in the first round. And he had no sacks. This dude gets off the bus getting sacks. You know, I mean, that's the difference, you know, in this kid.
I love those get off the bus sacks. They're the best.
This kid, 12 sacks. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, and he played in the playoffs. And what was he playing on? With one shoulder.
Right. Well,
and he was dominating.
That's the other thing. Yeah, I mean, the injury red flags don't seem to be red flags. It was there briefly at the combine, but not anymore. And I guess something to watch on Friday when he's out there.
Yeah,
there's any signs.
Yeah, the 28th, I would expect him to run into 4-4s. I'd expect him to blow away, you know, all the stuff. And I don't know how much stuff he's going to do. And he nowadays, he probably, you know, he'll run a 40, I would think. But the other stuff, I don't need to do it. You know, and there's not a lot that they can say. Back in the old days, Nolan, you know, the old scouts. Oh, man, because you'd go to the workouts and the old scouts would be there and they would make you go get the heights and weights and do all that stuff first because they had to get that information. They were responsible for getting that information. And then once they got that, then you do whatever you want. But now, kids nowadays, they don't, they just want to do the workout. They ain't doing any of the other stuff.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.